The Surgeon General has issued a public health advisory urging more Americans to carry naloxone, a drug that can reverse an opioid overdose. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's not the only solution to the opioid epidemic, but experts say keeping people alive is the first step.
To save the life of someone overdosing on an opioid, anything from heroin to fentanyl to oxycodone, all it takes is a quick, hard push of a plunger on a white plastic tube. Life-saving naloxone streams into an individual's nostril. And if that doesn't revive an overdose victim, repeat in the other nostril. And that's it. The 4 milligrams of naloxone delivered by the plunger will almost immediately block the receptors in the brain from processing an opioid that's stopping a victim's heart.
Narcan will absolutely save people's lives.
Kevin Donovan, an overdose prevention educator for a health agency in Syracuse, says there's no downside either.
There is no harm in administering Narcan to somebody. If it's given by mistake, it's not going to hurt somebody.
So creating more easy access to the drug is a no-brainer for drug abuse treatment experts. And that means getting it into the hands of everyday citizens, according to Donovan. He conducts training in central New York for local business people, librarians, public park employees, anyone who could come across someone overdosing.
The target population would be anybody who is at risk or knows somebody at risk. And outside of that, it could be anybody and anybody who is frequently around public places, because overdoses happen in public places, especially if there's public restrooms or public places to sit down and relax. It can happen anywhere.
Currently, naloxone, also known as Narcan, is covered by most insurance plans. Depending on the state, it's available as well for free or at a reduced cost through public health agencies or programs, or through discounts by retailers or manufacturers. Anyone can get it without a prescription in 41 states, and all 50 states have some kind of naloxone access law. It's nothing new. Lon Fricano, as a paramedic, used it in New York City years ago. He now runs an ambulance company in upstate New York and says the difference these days is the potency of the drugs. The introduction of fentanyl into batches of heroin a few years ago coincided with an explosion in the number of overdose cases. So the notoriety of the overdose antidote has grown, with more and more police and emergency medical personnel keeping it on hand, and those in the addiction community as well.
We know that people suffering from addiction will get together, and someone will not use and have Narcan while everybody else uses to sort of watch over them in case somebody does overdose.
Critics of naloxone suggest it encourages repeated drug use. But nothing could be further from the truth, according to Gina Marafa of the Upstate New York Poison Center.
Because when you get naloxone after you use heroin or whatever other opioid you're using, that's going to put you into withdrawal. And withdrawal is uncomfortable and can be really painful for users.
Marafa emphasizes the key to naloxone is that it can be a lifesaver in an emergency.
Community naloxone, though I think it will have a very important role, it should never, ever, ever be used as an alternative to 911 and healthcare.
Once in the emergency room or other medical setting, that's when the real work of attacking the opioid crisis begins.
Give them the naloxone while 911 is on the way, and then these people get brought to the hospital. And then once they get brought to the hospital, we can manage some of their opioid withdrawal with some other things, as well as begin those discussions of their willingness and acceptance of perhaps rehab, recovery, and things of those natures.
Donovan's a recovering addict, and he says sometimes it takes more than one overdose to spur an individual into rehab. But the use of naloxone keeps hope alive for anyone who's fighting this insidious addiction.
Your life is a roller coaster of misery and panic, and when you're using, you're basically just trying to feel okay. And it's not about feeling high and partying and this sort of lifestyle, so you're trapped in the cycle of misery. So, I think a close scare with an overdose death can be a determining factor into really, you know, giving someone that extra needed incentive to get into treatment and recovery.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.